This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A lot going on in the New York City mayor's race, with Andrew Cuomo said to be looking for a way to stop the momentum of Zohran Mamdani. Let's get the very latest from our Mac Rosenberg.
Susan, after an historic defeat in the primary, Andrew Cuomo reportedly not done, said to be staying in the race as an independent with a proposal for all candidates not named Mamdani. If you're not in the lead by September, drop out. And that would include himself. Political analyst Ben Max says it's hard to see Adams and Curtis Sliwa dropping out and backing Cuomo.
Mamdani is a strong favorite, but with Cuomo in the race, he pulls votes from Mamdani, he pulls potential votes from Adams. He makes it much more of a scramble.
To the idea of stepping aside for Cuomo, the mayor says, "Are you kidding me?" Cuomo's spokesperson tells us there will be an announcement soon. Reporting live, Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Another New Yorker shot by bullets meant for somebody else. This time, police say a 65-year-old woman was struck yesterday at around 10 in the morning near the corner of Foster and New York Avenues. She's at Kings County Hospital and is expected to survive. Witnesses say the gunman took off in a car. So far, no word on who the intended target was and no arrests. One alleged crime leads to another, and in the end, a teenager was killed, a driver cuffed. This all went down in New Hyde Park.
A knife-wielding 15-year-old tried stealing a bike on Hillside Avenue. Then he took police on a wild goose chase. It happened just in front of a pharmacy where Emmett works. He says this area
progressively got worse throughout the year. I haven't been here long enough, but a lot of bikes do get stolen. I had a scooter myself, also got stolen.
Now, when the cops were called, the teen flew on an e-bike, taking them from Queens to Long Island, where he was hit by 28-year-old Riyan Ali. That driver now hit with charges like leaving the scene of a fatal accident and aggravated unlicensed driving. Emmett says it's disappointing.
Just for a bike, you lost your life, you know.
That teen now dead after suffering severe injuries. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Floral Park.
The crackdown on quality of life crimes in New York City is now expanding to all of Manhattan. This is the NYPD's new Q teams, which respond to things like people blocking sidewalks, illegal vending, reckless scooter riding, and more. Officials say a two-month pilot program led to 357 arrests and more than 6,000 summonses. Plan is to roll it out in the Bronx starting next Monday, in Brooklyn the week after that, Queens on August 11th, Staten Island August 18th, and then at all NYCHA buildings on the 25th. A law passed in New York City in 2021 that improved working conditions for food delivery workers in New York City. That may be expanded now to include some 20,000 people who deliver groceries as well. This includes upping minimum pay to $21.44 an hour and mandating an option on store apps to add a tip. Council member Sandy Nurse sponsored the legislation.
As someone who actually used to be a food delivery worker for a period of time, I understand how challenging this work is, and I want to make sure that this growing workforce, we're talking about about 60 to 80,000 strong workforce of people, that they are protected.
Instacart warns that this could negatively impact millions across the city who are already struggling with rising food costs, but who rely on their groceries being delivered. There's also concern that some apps could abruptly deactivate workers. Councilmember Sean Abreu says he will introduce another bill to prohibit that. The standard bacon, egg, and cheese, forget about it. Chowhound is out with a new list of the best breakfast sandwiches in every state in the country, and the best in New York is in Brooklyn. It's the green eggs and ham sandwich at Brancaccio's Food Shop on Fort Hamilton Parkway. It features pesto scrambled eggs, prosciutto, and fontina cheese on a roll. Sounds good. Chowhound used thousands of Yelp reviews to come up with their list. In New Jersey, it's the Taylor Egg Ham and Cheese at Pascarella Brothers Deli in Chatham. In Connecticut, the Banker at the Tasty Yolk. That features a toasted bun stuffed with brisket, two eggs, melted Swiss, and a spicy aioli. CUNY Chancellor Felix Matos Rodriguez set to testify on Capitol Hill next week about anti-Semitism on campus. Union leaders and lawmakers say the hearing is more about politics than anything else, and they're set to rally today to call on Democrats in Congress to stand up for Rodriguez. James Davis heads the Professional Staff Congress Union.
They need to create space for a different narrative coming out of that hearing, right? They know what their counterparts on the other side of the aisle are trying to do. They need to create space so that the chancellor and others can tell a story about what's really going on at CUNY.
Well, today's group is also calling on the state to step up with funding if federal dollars get pulled. A knife-wielding man fatally shot by cops in Center Reach. That all started when police say the suspect stabbed a man in the neck during a fight behind 2505 Middle Country Road. Then, while cops were trying to keep the victim alive, Suffolk Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina says
the man emerged from the wooded area holding an approximately 10 to 12 inch knife. He yells, he approaches the victim who is being treated and attempts to stab him. Again, one of our officers pulled out his weapon, fired at the suspect, striking him. The suspect was transported to Stony Brook University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead.
The victim is critical. Two officers were also hospitalized with tinnitus. The suspect is ID'd as 29-year-old Emelson Johan Ordinez Vanegas. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi on hand for the opening of the Nassau County Police Training Village.
There's no secret that recruitment and retention are tough now for law enforcement officers. It's a challenge we face because of the anti-police rhetoric, no more under Donald Trump, by the way, the attacks on our police officers we will not stand for any longer.
This new state-of-the-art facility includes a collection of faux buildings, including a school and a house of worship, so that officers can be trained in a more realistic setting. At that same event, County Executive Bruce Blakeman talked up his county's transgender athlete ban.
Attorney General, you're going to be seeing President Trump in a short while. You can remind him that we are the first county in America that mandated that boys play with boys and girls play with girls.
Well, in a boost for the ban, a state Supreme Court justice has rejected a bid for a preliminary injunction to stop the law. The New York Civil Liberties Union was seeking that on behalf of the Long Island Roller Rebels. They're an adult roller derby team that has at least one transgender member. There's also a separate lawsuit by New York Attorney General Tish James. So far, no ruling in that case.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.